today.
Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. By the way, Wayne, normally joining us on Wednesday nights, had, an emergency job come up he had to attend to, so he won't be joining us this evening. 1-800-259-9231. We go right into the phone calls, because this is the show about your calls, and talk to Matt in Illinois on the Amplifier line. Hello, Matt.
Hi, yes. How are you guys doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind?
I heard something on CNN today. I have to catch CNN when I was in the lunchroom at work. And it was Mr. Gottbaum, the father of the woman who died in the Phoenix airport, the woman who supposedly choked herself to death.
Right. She was handcuffed after having a bit of an outburst in the airport facility. They put her in a cell by herself. They came back 15 minutes later, and she had apparently allegedly killed herself. I guess there were some autopsies that were supposed to be done, and I hadn't heard anything as far as an update on the case.
Well, I heard his recorded statement, and it kind of bothered me a little bit. I wanted to get your guys' take on it. Maybe I shouldn't be bothered, I don't know. But what he said basically was he was talking about her alcoholism and how it was so terrible that she couldn't tell anybody about her disease and she had to hide it. He didn't say a word about the TSA handcuffing his daughter or leaving her alone or anything like that. Just talked about her alcoholism.
And unusual.
I don't know. Yeah, if it was me, if it was my daughter, I'd have been all over the TSA and you know, at the very least, they were negligent.
Maybe he bought the story.
Well, I don't know. It seemed strange to me. They were saying that she was drunk and stuff like that, but I find it hard to believe that somebody choked themselves to death while they were handcuffed.
I do, too. It really is an outrageous, bizarre story, and it's so hard to believe the government goons, so you want to just sort of come up with your own story as to what could possibly have happened, but it's all speculation. I don't know if there are any cameras in the cell. I don't know if that's been revealed yet to where you could actually see this happening, but I doubt it.
And that's another thing. Is if we're in such a surveillance state, why isn't there a camera in that cell? It seems to me that would be the place that you would want to have a camera. I mean, it's okay to have cameras everywhere else in the world, but once you put a camera in a place where you can keep an eye on our keepers, there's no camera there. That's unusual, too.
Certainly questionable, Matt. And I don't know. What can you say in this case? The investigation is probably in the hands of the state, and the state certainly doesn't have an interest. The government doesn't have an interest in really investigating itself too thoroughly. I had heard that the family was talking about hiring a third-party autopsy to be performed. I don't know, again, what came of that. But what an awful story, and what a sad, tragic story. This woman, she didn't have to be killed. She didn't have to be put into that situation. If she was acting out, I don't know if that's necessarily a call to put someone in a jail cell. Maybe it's just a call to remove them from the situation, you know, remove them from the airport.
Or at the very least, try to treat her with a little bit of dignity. It seems like she had a very, very little dignity that they treated her with, even if she was drunk.
There you go. Matt, thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it, as always. 800-259-9231. Not really airport news, but it is sort of air-related. This from boingboing.net. Interesting story about the Gulfstream 2 jet filled with 3.7 tons of cocaine that crashed in the Yucatan a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if we mentioned it on this show, but it was one of the news items from the last couple of weeks. According to the Austin American-Statesman, this plane has previously been flown to Guantanamo Bay, which has a highly restricted airspace, as you might imagine. According to them, some news reports have linked the plane to the transport of terrorist suspects to the U.S. detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Those reports cite logs that indicate only that the plane flew twice between Washington and Guantanamo and once between Oxford, Connecticut. in Guantanamo. No terrorist suspects are known to have been transferred to Guantanamo directly from the United States. The jet with the tail number N987SA changed hands twice in recent weeks, but how it ended up in the hands of suspected drug traffickers remains a mystery. The Mexican Attorney General's office said the blue and white Gulfstream II crashed Monday in a remote jungle area over the Yucatan Peninsula. Authorities seized 132 bags of cocaine, weighing in at 4 tons. So this plane was packed full of cocaine.
That's a lot of coke.
It crashed, obviously, on accident in the Yucatan Peninsula, and then they're finding out here that, according to the tail number at least, if that's to be believed, this plane has been used to go to Guantanamo Bay. What does that tell you exactly? What does it suggest? Does it suggest that there are some members of the government, higher-ups, that sort of thing, that might have CIA, perhaps, that might be involved here and there and doing a little drug dealing on the side?
That's all I'm getting out of this. Could you clear it up a little bit? They think that it's a government plane that changed hands a few times?
Well,
and then somehow some drug smugglers got it?
It's hard to say exactly whose hands it was in when it was found, when it was crashed. But according to Mad Cow Morning News, they visited the owners of the plane, which its current owners are supposedly Donna Blue Aircraft Incorporated from Coconut Beach, Florida. Sounds like, you know, a private airline company flying from place to place. Well, they discovered when they went to visit the actual business location that it's an empty office suite with a blank sign out front.
Sounds like a CIA op.
Well, now, that could also be just a drug dealers with a front, some sort of a business, just a really flimsy business front, but then there's this extra point. There was no sign of Donna Blue Aircraft Incorporated at the address listed at the Florida Department of Corporations. However, there were, oddly enough, a half a dozen unmarked police cars parked directly in front of the empty suite. Now, what's that tell you? Coincidence?
Don't know.
Could be. Phone calls to Butters Development, the industrial park's leasing agent, went unreturned. Moreover, the brief description of Donna Blue on its internet page, apparently designed to flesh out the ghost a little, is such a clumsily half-hearted effort that it defeats the purpose of helping aid the construction of a plausible legend or cover, and ends up doing more harm than good. For example, the website features a quote from a satisfied Donna Blue aircraft customer. Unfortunately, his name is John Doe, and the listed phone number is right out of the movies. 415-555-5555. Very interesting. So that's it's a dead end at this point. I mean,
that's bizarre. Who would be that dumb to list John Doe with, their only reference is John Doe with...
Certainly not professional drug smugglers. I would think that they would cover their tracks a little bit better than that.
I would think the drug smugglers would be smarter than that, but I would hope that the spies that are protecting America would be smarter than that, too. I mean, when you read Tom Clancy, these spies are smart.
Right.
I wouldn't think that they'd be dumb enough to do that, but there's certainly some suspicious evidence.
Just an amazing story.
And
just,
wasn't that what happened with the Iran-Contra thing, where the CIA was running some drugs to make some money to supply to whomever, so to get money from Iran?
I don't know if it was Iran-Contra. I'm not sure about all that, but I know that there has been a lot of interesting evidence in the past that points to CIA involvement in drug smuggling. I mean, it makes sense.
Well, it certainly makes sense. It's the only way to make that kind of money, and you're insulated from arrest.
Pretty much. And the CIA's got to be untouchable to some extent, to a large extent.
I mean, all they have to do is if there's some kind of cop sniffing around, they whip out those CIA badges. Psst, psst,
no.
Mm.
Special investigation.
That's it.
So, anyway, just there's a little bit more evidence for you. Something to chew on. 800-259-9231. Just a front corporation that doesn't really exist. Empty office suite. And I would have been critical of this story had it not had that point about the unmarked police cars parked out front of the empty office suite. If it had just been an empty office suite, I'd have blown it off and said, well, it could be anything. You know, could be a front group, could just be a front business for real drug smugglers. In this case, it sounds like the cops are involved. Which, if I were a cop, I'd be doing the same thing. I mean, that's good money. And if you're insulated and protected from getting caught, if you can call off the Coast Guard when you're flying your plane full of cocaine back into the States simply by saying, oh, no, we're the CIA or whatever. Or if you have the ability to officially cover your tracks, it's no surprise that there are so many people in government that are involved in the drug trade. 800-259-9231, the guaranteed extreme profits, almost totally guaranteed to be protected. or on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Nick in South Dakota will take your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. We've got over a quarter of a million posts, serious issues, and fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And today, businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rate of consumers who failed to pay their bills. You might believe this debt only affects those industries and businesses. However, when people don't pay their bills, all consumers pay the penalties, which are manifested through increased prices everywhere. So, if you have or know of any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no-obligation, no-cost proposal. SACL CAI. We reposition companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. All right, so we lost Nick, so we are going to continue since we started talking about a little bit of corrupt cops. It's been a while since we've done some corrupt cop stories on this show. We started talking about the...
God knows, you wouldn't want to miss out on that, would you?
The CIA... We've been missing out on it for several weeks, as a matter of fact. The CIA allegedly has been involved in drug smuggling. In fact, there have been books written about this. There have been solid amounts of evidence that have been out there for a long time, and certainly plenty of circumstantial evidence, as we just reported to you on this crazy plane case out of Miami.
You know, let's assume that it's true for a second.
That the CIA is smuggling drugs?
Yes. What would we do about it as Americans? I mean, they're so insulated from... They're the CIA. I mean, if you
were... You can abolish them.
If you were a... I don't know what county this was, but Broward County Sheriff, and you caught the CIA running drugs, what could you do about it? You couldn't do anything. If you were a citizen and you knew about it, what could you do about it? Nothing. There's nothing.
You keep your damn mouth shut.
Right. You wake up dead.
Mm-hmm. 1-800-259-9231. So it does go on, and it's not just the CIA. It's also local yokels, you know? The local sheriff. They're involved in drug smuggling. Some of them, not all of them. I can't say all of them, but I can say some of them. In fact, here's the Drug War Chronicle reporting on just a few corrupt cops. They're new ones every week. These come out every single week. We just don't do them on Free Talk Live because we just don't have a chance to. In Zanesville, Ohio, two Zanesville police officers and a Zanesville hospital police officer were arrested Monday for allegedly extorting one drug dealer and plotting to rip off another one. Officer Sean Beck, the alleged ringleader, Trevor Fussner, another officer, both of them in their late 20s, and hospital police officer Chad Mills all face federal charges of conspiracy to distribute cocaine. Beck had extorted $7,300 from one drug dealer in exchange for his help ripping off another drug dealer and enlisted the other two cops to help him out. But that ripoff never occurred because Beck got greedy. That's the first cop.
Mm-hmm.
Hit his extorted drug dealer for another $1,000, and then the dealer snitched him out. In Detroit, a Detroit police officer was indicted last week for stealing 6 kilograms of cocaine from the department evidence room. Officers, this one happens all the time. That's the worst place to steal things from. They do have security in the evidence rooms. Anyway, it's easier to steal it from a drug dealer when you bust him on the street. Then you can just take his drugs and let him off, and then he'll go away and he'll feel lucky that he didn't go into a jail cell while you got all his drugs. Anyway, Officer Vincent Crockett, who's 39, is charged with possessing cocaine with intent to distribute and stealing government property. The cocaine went missing in March, and Detroit narcotics officers eventually enlisted the FBI in the investigation. If convicted, Crockett could face up to life in prison and a $4 million fine. In Chicago, former Chicago police officer was sentenced Tuesday to 6 years in prison for shaking down drug dealers with other corrupt officers. See, it's very rarely is it one lone officer working by himself. Very frequent that you'll find multiple instances of corruption within the same police department.
It seems so odd. I can see how a police department might be, you know, run in a manner or, just sort of have the aura, the feeling of, you know, corruption in there. And that would cause more than one police officer to be corrupt. But, you know, when it comes to committing crimes, I spent a good portion of my life in prison around criminals, and mm-hmm. one of the pervasive attitudes amongst criminals is, if you're going to commit crime, do it by yourself.
Less chance someone will snitch you out.
Right. That's the guy that you're committing crime with is going to be your co-defendant later, and he's going to be testifying against you in order to get himself off. Seems like a really bad idea to me.
Absolutely. Here's a couple more for you. In Chicago, again, shaking down drug dealers. According to, I think the Tribune, Former officer Eric Johnson faced up to 11 years, but got a break at sentencing because he helped investigate the leaders of the rogue cops. Then officers Broderick Jones and Corey Flagg. His testimony also helped convict Ural Black, Johnson's former partner and the only officer among the five charged to go to trial. The other officers have all pleaded guilty and await sentencing.
Oof.
In Largo, Florida, a jail guard was arrested Tuesday on charges he sold drugs to inmates. Kevin Ricks, who's 24, who's been a corrections officer since 2005, worked at the Largo Road Prison, where a three-month undercover investigation found that Ricks provided drugs to inmates. Largo Road Prison.
Right, but they said it was Largo Correctional Officer?
Largo, Florida Corrections Officer.
In that particular instance, what you're talking about is a state corrections, a Department of Corrections corrections officer.
Gotcha.
As opposed to a local employee.
He apparently provided drugs to inmates in exchange for cash, according to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. And you told me, Mark, that when you were in the clink, a little bit of really crappy marijuana could pull 10 times its street value.
Tenth of a gram is what I decided that, small amount of crap is.
Pretty amazing. So this guy could have stood to profit quite a bit from making these deals. Who knows how long it was going on. He's charged with unlawful compensation, introducing contraband into prison system, and trafficking in cocaine. Was last reported to be on the other side of the bars at the Pinellas County Jail. So it just, it just goes on and on. There's never a shortage of corrupt police stories to read. And these, you have to remember, because somebody will always say, well, it's just a few bad apples. Well, you don't ever know how many of the bad apples there are, because only a few of the bad apples get caught. The other ones that are maybe a little bit higher up in the ranks, the more administrative related ones, because it's all, you ever notice this? It's very, 90% of the time, it's the peons,
mm-hmm.
the corrections officers, the guys that are hitting the beat on the street. It's very rare that a sheriff will get busted.
Very rare. Everybody knows that that law enforcement is sort of a club. They don't like to give speeding tickets to their own. As a matter of fact, I've seen on law enforcement forums where they complain about it when other officers give them tickets. They don't like it. It's not fair. It seems to me likely that probably as many, if not more, than the ones that are convicted, or arrested, are let go and given a stern warning or something.
And by the way, it's not, I said it's 90% of the time. They do still bust sheriffs from time to time,
mm-hmm.
and it's not always for drugs. Even though there's a lot of money in drugs, because drugs are illegal, therefore it's the black market and you can make oodles of profit. But it's also, anything else they can get their hands on, because, they're in a position of power, see? And they have access to things that you and I might not necessarily have access to, like guns. Bedford, Indiana, according to the Associated Press, a former Southern Indiana sheriff accused of forging other officers' signatures and improperly keeping weapons turned over to his department had 183 guns in his home.
He ran a little collection.
Yeah, we'll give you a little bit more on that. Take your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line for you. Well, this was a former sheriff, but nonetheless, we'll give you more. And we'll, again, take your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a nice experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, both are free, so enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a limited liability company or a corporation. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
All right. Just wrap up this story and go right into the phone calls here. This from Bedford, Indiana. A former Southern Indiana sheriff has been accused of forging other officers' signatures and improperly keeping weapons turned over his department. Had 183 guns in his home, according to a search warrant. Former Lawrence County Sheriff Kent Hawkins faces forgery and other misconduct, official misconduct charges filed in June, accusing him of forging signatures on weapons buyback forms. Under that program, officers can buy their old guns from the department at a reduced cost when they're issued new duty weapons. And that makes sense.
Okay.
So if they don't buy the weapons, the firearms are sent to a supplier for credit toward the purchase of new guns, say authorities. Prosecutors accused Sheriff Hawkins of keeping several of the guns instead of sending them to the supplier. A search warrant issued earlier this year.
Well, didn't he have to purchase them? Keeping doesn't sound like he purchased them.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like that. I'm not sure exactly how that worked, but apparently the search warrant was unsealed Tuesday. Shows that Hawkins had 183 guns, some carrying Indiana State Police and Lawrence County Sheriff logos, and several had tags attached to them in his home. A few also had buyback barcode tags. The warrant also shows that Hawkins had firearm accessories, arrows, knives, and a videotape of a crime scene in his rural home. He also apparently has pleaded not guilty to a charge of forgery and two counts of official misconduct. His attorney has requested a jury trial. He's charged along with former police officer John Potter of forging signatures on a federal gun buyback documents. And the unsealed warrant shows that the officers found 18 firearms and a shotgun barrel at Potter's home. He also pleaded not guilty to a charge of forgery. Hawkins, the sheriff, is also accused of failing to deliver 72 firearms, a snowplow for an all-terrain vehicle, and a camera and a gun boot to the new sheriff after leaving office on January. So when he was replaced, he was supposed to do certain things, like give the stuff back, and he didn't do any of that. So just another example of another cop with the power going straight to his head. 800-259-9231. You can share your bad cop stories or share a good cop story if you have one. Let's go to the phones.
There's lots of those.
They are out there. Let's go to the phones in the meantime. Talk to Spooner in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Spooner.
Yeah, hey. Hey, I know you guys are kind of Penn and Teller types on conspiracy things where you kind of don't get into that too much. But you read that article by the author's name is Dan Hopsicker about the cocaine plane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know if you know, he's down in Venice, Florida, right down the road from where you guys used to live.
Oh, yeah, old Venice. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Mad Cow, the guy, the author, is a researcher who's lived in Venice and Inglewood for the last 4 or 5 years?
No, but that's an interesting piece of trivia. What's the relevance?
I do know that most people's parents live in Sarasota, Florida, and their parents live in Venice.
He went there to investigate the 9/11 conspiracy or whatever you want to call it.
And just decided to stay?
Say that again?
And just decided to stay?
He's been researching it for 4 years.
Okay.
And it's a great story. Just read the other articles on that website. It's fascinating stuff. I'm particularly interested, not because of it's interesting conspiracy history or secret history, but I used to live in Venice myself for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the stories are, he's gone around and interviewed the people who interacted with the hijackers, ADA. He's videotaped people, the interviews with people who interacted with them, and they were involved in a clear drug smuggling type government operation at the Venice
really?
Airport.
I haven't heard this angle before. I mean, we've heard all kinds of angles from the 9-1-1 conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
And now you're saying that the hijackers were drug smugglers?
Oh, just read his stories. It's fascinating
stuff.
Don't
have time for that. I don't care about 9/11, so, you know, whatever.
Well, hold on. I used to live right down the road from where all these people that he interviewed live. And it was Venice is sort of like a MENA, Arkansas, which was a big center of a lot of government-run drug smuggling that interacts with all of the military-industrial complex and what they do in Latin America. For instance, if you
look
at
Florida is a hub for drug trafficking.
Believe it or not, it's.
No, I don't believe it. I've been to Venice, Florida many, many times.
It might be
a hub for selling Buicks and Lincolns. It might be a hub for marrying your sister. It is not, by any stretch of the imagination, a hub for drugs.
How would you know?
Is there a port in Venice?
You can tell me Bradenton's all about
airport.
Drugs. Venice, I don't see it.
Is there a port in Venice, Mark? I'm not aware of. Like a commercial port?
No.
There is one in Manatee County, which is just to the north.
If you ask me, I lived there for 5 years. I'll tell you.
We lived in Florida for our whole lives.
I worked in Venice for years.
You want to keep comparing body parts here? So what's the evidence? I mean, what is the evidence that Venice, Florida...
He interviewed people who interacted with the people... Like, right after 9/11, I don't know if you know, but Jeb Bush flew down in a big cargo plane, and they emptied out the files from this hangar where they say the hijackers trained, where the FBI says the hijackers trained. Do you know that? It was in all the papers, like World War II. It was in all the papers.
I'm aware that they went down there, and they did some investigation at the Venice airport.
All right. Well,
but I've been to that airport, too, and, yeah, you know...
You followed that trail. They lived in Venice for a year and a half themselves. Otto lived in, the FBI says they only lived there for like 6 months, but Ossiker, by interviewing all these people and showing all sorts of evidence.
So are you alleging
that
the...
for about 2 years.
Are you alleging that Mohammed Atta was involved in smuggling drugs for the government or just on his own?
Well, I don't know, but they were surrounded by people connected to the military-industrial drug smuggling complex.
Now there's a military-industrial drug smuggling complex?
Well, read about it. It's not a secret, really. Just read Hopsicker's articles. He's interviewed a lot of people. It's really interesting stuff. I know you're
right,
kind of color on this stuff, so I'm not trying. But I just thought you might be interested because you read an article from a guy who was right down the street from a lot of action that's fascinating. For instance, Porter Goss from San Diego.
I've had enough. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. It just goes on and on and on. Look, the article we read was very short. Very easy to digest, easy to understand. It suggested that there might have been some something strange going on with this mystery plane that crashed in the Yucatan with a current news story that just came out last week. But for me to sit there and delve through the archives of the allegations about drug dealing.
All this stuff may very well be true. The rabbit hole may lead straight to the lizard people who control the Freemasons. I don't know how deep the rabbit hole goes. But I can tell you that at some point... Yeah, like Americans don't want to hear about it anymore.
I know I didn't want to hear about it anymore. And I can only imagine other people didn't either. 800-259-9231.
And you're the program director of the show. You're the barometer of what...
There's no doubt that there's drugs in Venice, Florida. I mean, there are drugs in every city of America.
Sure.
To say that Venice, Florida is a hub for drug trafficking
is very unlikely to me.
Absurd. I mean, in order to have a hub for drug trafficking, you need to have the ability for the drugs to be imported.
And you would think that the city would be, the town, city, whatever Venice is, would be rife with drugs. And I just didn't see
that. Well, now that's not necessarily the case.
It wouldn't necessarily be.
If it's a hub for high-end drug dealing, then you're talking about thousands of pounds of marijuana and cocaine being moved into the area. That's not necessarily going to trickle down to street level there. That's where, if it's a hub, that's where all that stuff gets, you know, chopped up into smaller bricks, and it's moved out to other areas of the country. Hubs are like Miami. Hubs are like, you know, the southern border, areas on the southern border, the ports of the West Coast. I mean, if you want to find a hub on the West Coast of Florida, go to Manatee County. That's where you're going to find a hub. And I don't even know if it's that's probably a fraction of what goes on down in Miami. And because Manatee actually has a port where commercial ships can come in there and dock and, you know, move product around. That's where that stuff's coming in from. It's not coming into the little teeny airport in Venice, Florida.
Whoever is running drugs through Venice, Florida, you know, using it as a hub, is an absolute genius, because no one would suspect it in a million years.
I'm not saying that there isn't drugs being run through there. I'm just saying it's not one of the hubs. I think that's an absurd allegation. 800-259-9231. But, hey, he lived there for 5 years, Mark.
Well, I lived right there near it for 35.
There you go. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then head on over and shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Doesn't matter what you're buying. It could be a used item. It could be brand new. It could be from one of their 41 categories that you're shopping in. Or it might not even be a physical product. You can get one of the Amazon Unboxes, which is a movie that you download directly to your computer. We'll get a percentage on that, too.
Hmm.
So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. You know, just a few more comments on the last call that we had from Spooner in Nevada, calling in to respond to a story we did earlier about some allegations that the plane that crashed in the Yucatan last week, I think it was last week, it was very recent, anyway, filled with cocaine, might have actually been owned by the CIA. And he pointed out, well, you should read more from this author. He's got all kinds of things on CIA's involvement in drug running and blah, 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 blah. Great. It's not that I disbelieve the concept. I do believe the idea that there are people in government that are involved in dealing drugs at all levels. Everything from the lowest level police officer to the highest upper echelon at the CIA. Believe it. I mean, and there is evidence out there. He's right about that. But it seems to me, Mark, that the conspiracy theorists out there, and we could tell he's a conspiracy theorist because he brought up 9/11. They can't help but bring up 9/11. It seems the conspiracy theorists out there, they're not satisfied by proving their point quickly. Like, the point about cops being corrupt can be proven quickly. Now, not all cops are corrupt. I'm not saying that. But we can point out all kinds of examples that are current day of corrupt cops. We just read at least five corrupt cop stories for you this hour. Everything from drug dealing to gun running, okay? As far as the police are concerned. And these are all current stories. They don't take a long time to explain. They don't take hours and hours of research to do. I get the Krupp Cops story sent to me on a once-a-week basis. It pops up right in my email box. So it seems like the conspiracy theorists feel obligated to keep just falling over themselves to find more and more and still more information on all kinds of outdated stories that no one's really paying that much attention to. Like, he would have had us go and spend, if we'd taken his suggestions, it's, oh yeah, yeah, okay. Who should we go read? Okay. We would have gone and we would have spent hours and hours of our time, Mark, looking up the history of CIA drug running and that sort of thing, or whatever it was that he was pointing us to. Is it really, really necessary? I mean, I understand from an academic perspective.
I like the way he approached it, personally. I mean, you know, he recognized and sort of stated that we don't, he understood that we don't take much of a position as far as this conspiracy stuff. He called it taking the Penn and Teller position.
Mm-hmm.
Being compared to Penn and Teller is great. We're not funny, but that's fine. Whereas, I don't know. It did seem to, the hole kept on getting deeper as we went, and that seems to be a hallmark of, I don't know what, for lack of a better word, the conspiracy theory, phenomenon's all about. I don't know. Does it all lead back to Roswell?
I'm not sure, but it just seems like they could be a whole lot more succinct with their points if they didn't get mired down in all this conspiracy nonsense and just the incredible amount of research that they did. That's what their key word is for everything. Oh, you guys have to research this. Oh, you have to research this. No, I don't. I already know the cops are corrupt. There are new stories every week pointing that out. I already know the government is evil. I don't need to go and find out what temperature steel melts at to understand that the government is just bad. I mean, that seems to be what their ultimate message is, that, well, this government is evil and something needs to be done. Okay, I agree with you that far, but I don't have to go and do 500 hours of research on an event that happened 6 years ago, or in the case of the CIA drug smuggling, a lot of that information is a decade old, if not 15 or 20 years old. I don't have to go and do all of that research because there are news items coming out today that show that the police are corrupt. Do you see my point?
I do.
If you want to make the point that the police are corrupt, don't go and ask people to spend hours of their time researching. Present them with a real-life story from today that proves that for you. Simple, short, easy. That's what people like. Most people, unlike the conspiracy people that apparently have nothing but free time to sit around and research things online or whatever, most people are busy. Your average American, you know, if they're listening to Free Talk Live, we're lucky if they listen to 15 minutes of it on the radio.
Yeah. I mean, podcast listeners are entirely different, but you're correct.
Right.
That's what counts towards your QM is a person who actually listens to 5 minutes out of one average quarter hour, 15.
QM is a radio term that...
How many people listen?
Demarcates the total number of people listening.
Cumulative.
So yeah, most people, we want them to listen for a short amount of time. That's not enough time to go into this... historical. This isn't a history show. There are some good history shows out there. I believe Dan Carlin's Hardcore History is one of the better ones in the world of podcasting. So go and check that out. I'm not saying history isn't important, and we've certainly talked about historical issues on this show. But to get mired down in the same old, when if you're talking about drugs, the cops and dealing drugs, there's no need to go back into history for that, unless you're doing a show about the history of the police's involvement in drug dealing, in which case you could do that for hours and hours. There's so many corrupt cop stories as far as drug dealing is concerned. We could fill 3 hours if we wanted to. I've got more if you want. I mean, we can keep doing more of these stories. 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we'll talk to you about what you want. Anyway, just wanted to point that out. It seems like the conspiracy theorists do way too much work to prove their points. Anyway, let's talk to John in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
John, hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was just listening to yesterday's broadcast. Wait. First off, I'd like to say congratulations, Mark. I'm glad to hear that you are pregnant. but I was listening in, and some guy sent you an email, Mark, that was about how their wife wasn't quite on board with Ron Paul and his campaign because of the issue of abortion and whatnot.
Right.
And I had the same experience, but in a different aspect. It was in regards to gay marriage. or gay rights and whatnot. I was talking to somebody about Ron Paul, and they were like, well, what? I don't like his stance on, well, they also were on the abortion issue, and as well as with the gay marriage and gay rights and whatever. I went back and I said, hey, well, listen, he's not about, a federal mandate on any of this. This is all to be depicted upon the states and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to put that out there that, that's the same type of issue and that it's irrelevant.
How were you received when you pointed out that he isn't interested in getting the federal government involved in those issues?
Well, it was more or less like it was just kind of like overlooked. They were kind of stubborn-headed, and they were just like, bullheaded for, what is his name, Osama Obama.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. And this is what's you're going to have hard-headed Republicans just like you have hard-headed Democrats or liberals or whatever term you want to use. They want to shove government marriage down people's throat the way they want to shove it down their throat. They don't understand that currently the way it is it's people using government marriage as a weapon against them, and they want to use government marriage as a weapon against somebody else. They're violent people just like the conservatives are, the same people they hate. Yeah. They don't understand that they're acting just like them. And if you told them, you have to really go in deep to explain to them why that is so. They're just partisan, and there's not much you're going to do about that.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it just comes to that point where you're just like, I can only do so much. I'm going to try to, point this person in the direction I feel is, right. But at a certain point, you just kind of have to break off and be like, okay, let me talk to someone else instead.
Absolutely. You just have to move on.
Today I was out, I was doing a little bit of activism myself today. I was out on the street with the president of the Free State Project, Baron Swearingen.
Did you organize this, Mark? Was this his idea?
He said, what do you want to do as far as activism for Ron Paul today? I got a little bit of time, and I said, how about we go out to the street? I think that's the most effective thing.
This has to be a first. I don't think you've ever actually organized anything on your own.
I wouldn't call that organizing it. I was out there, passing out information to people in the street, and I met a gal who said that she just couldn't see herself, an older lady, voting for a Republican. She liked Ron Paul. He was preferable to all the other Republicans. She just couldn't see the set of circumstances that would put her in, voting for a Republican. And I said, well, how about this? Wouldn't you prefer you're probably most likely going to vote for whatever Democrat they kick out. Hillary, you're going to vote for Edwards, you're going to vote for Obama. I didn't say Joseph Stalin as much as I wanted to. And she's like, yeah. It doesn't, you have your preference, but you'll vote for likely any of them that comes along. And she said, yeah. And I said, wouldn't you prefer to have that person running against Ron Paul rather than Giuliani, Romney, Thompson, any of these other Republicans that are running? She's like, yeah. I'm like, then you should sign up for the Republican primary and be undeclared.
Good point, man. John, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's really important that you not spend too much time on the sticks in the mud. Find out how far they're stuck in. Give them a little bit of information to tantalize them out, and then move on to the next stick. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up. Northern California farmers are bit concerned about this immigration crackdown.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is